Recently, I had the pleasure of being interviewed by Amy Arthur from the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. Amy, who is not only a coaching client, but also a student, has recently become a coach inside the Unique Calling Mentorship. Our conversation during this interview led into the benefits of the mentorship and why I created it, which then prompted me to share it here. Additionally, I want to extend an invitation for you to join. I have open coaching every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. All you have to do is fill out a form and jump on the call and get coached. As we grow, I will be adding more days and more times. As a special offer for a limited time, new members will receive 2 additional 30-minute one-on-one calls with me every month as long as you remain a member. You can learn more by clicking the link down in the show notes. I sincerely hope you find this episode as enjoyable to listen to as I found it to be interviewed. If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through 5 core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change because, friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life.
Welcome to the podcast, Shauna. I am so excited you're here. I've been waiting for this interview for several weeks. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing. I am so excited to be here to talk to you.
Great. Why don't we start with how you and I met?
Okay. I believe we met in a blogging group that we both purchased. And I think we were all looking for some accountability, and we created our own group. And I believe that's how we met. And we've just been friends ever since.
Yes, that's the way I remember it too. And then I remember also, like, I had kind of taken a break from my online journey, and you had messaged me and told me that you were becoming a coach and asked me if I was interested. And I think that's how, you know, we really got to be friends.
Yeah, I think I reached out to you. I was trying to find my niche and I wasn't really sure what it was. And I knew that you homeschooled. I think I reached out to you. I said something about homeschooling. And then for that is when we really started talking a lot more.
Yes, I think so. So why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself?
Growing up, I've always had dreams that I would do something big. I think I knew since I was a small child that I wanted to work for myself. I just didn't know how that would happen because, like, nobody in my family literally was an entrepreneur. Everybody, they had a job that barely paid anything, and that's just how life was. But I wanted more, and I wanted to be more. I wanted to do more. So when I became an adult, it didn't work out like that. I actually sat down and I counted the jobs that I've had. I've had 32 jobs. I'm 44. So since the time I've been 16, I've had 32 jobs. A lot of people would assume that I was just lazy. I didn't want to work. And that really was not the problem. The problem was that I would get bored. And I wasn't feeling fulfilled in these jobs because I've had jobs that paid a lot of money and I've had jobs that didn't pay a lot of money. And the one thing that I found was that I could work a job that didn't pay a lot of money, but if I was happy there, I would stay there. But the problem would be eventually I was not feeling fulfilled and I would get bored. So I would leave and find another job. Well, in my late 20s, I became pregnant with my son. I was so sick with him. Oh my goodness. It was nothing like when I was pregnant with my daughter, which I was a lot younger then, but with him, I was so sick. Morning sickness, I got put on bed rest, so I couldn't work. And I thought, oh, well, you know, after I have him, I'll just try and figure out what I want to do with my life. I'll figure it out. Because when I went to college, I started out with criminal justice, and then somehow or another, I got switched to business, and I graduated with a business degree in management. Which is ironic because I don't like managing people at all. But it was one of those things. One day I wanted to be a radiologist, the next day I wanted to be a state trooper. Like I was just all over the place. Literally, I was a mess. So when I got pregnant with my son, I was like, okay, when, after I have him, I'll just figure it out. I'll get another job. And when I had him, unexpected turn of events happened. I faced a near-death experience, and I should have took my life. In fact, the doctors didn't think that I was going to live through it. And then when I woke up in ICU, they told me that I shouldn't have lived through that. That sent me into a 7-year tailspin of depression. And I didn't know why God saved me. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I had a very checkered past. I was just really depressed and just didn't understand what was going on. So during that 7 years, I worked in insurance and I liked it. But again, even though I was getting to help people, there was still something missing there. So I left the insurance industry and I dabbled in online business and tried to, because I knew I wanted to work for myself, and I did with the insurance, but it wasn't really fulfilling me. Fast forward to 2016, 2017, in that area, I just decided I didn't want to be depressed anymore. Just I handed it all over to God. I remember the day that I handed it all over to him, and I was like, okay, I don't know why you saved me, but I know there's a reason, and I'm just gonna not be depressed no more. I'm just going to move forward. And I ended up finding a job that I really, really liked. I mean, I love this job. Thought I was gonna retire from this job. And then 2019, we all were told that there was going to be a massive layoff nationwide. Our department specifically was being shut down. The company is still up and going. They're a very well-known company, but our department was being shut down. And it was heartbreaking. I didn't know what I was going to do. So I got to stay until February 2020, literally a month before the pandemic hit the States. As we all know, when the pandemic hit, nobody was hiring. You couldn't go anywhere. It was a mess. And also during that time, I had gotten a big chunk of money from the company because we got a retention bonus and a severance pay. So I thought, okay, this is my opportunity. I'm going to buy my husband's business, the business that he works for. We're going to buy this and we're going to run this business together. We did everything the bank told us to do, everything. Over 3 different times, we applied for the loan. We had the down payment, we had the credit score, we had everything. We got turned down every single time. By March, I'm like, okay, what are we going to do? Obviously, God did not want us to buy this business. I don't know what's going on there, but He just did not want us to buy that business. I was like, okay, I have to find my calling because nobody was hiring. I had to do something. I was like, I'm going to take advantage of this. So I started taking tests and assessments and quizzes and reading books, you name it, I did it. Everything led back to coaching. I'll be honest with you, I thought there was like some big mistake there. I would go back and I would retake the test or the quiz that I just took. I'm like, no, it's not coaching. Like I fought it so hard. But it kept coming back to coaching. I just stepped into it and I got certified through Life Breakthrough Academy. By January of 2021 is when I finished. But I didn't do anything with it. I did absolutely nothing with it because I didn't think I could. I was, I did I'm an introvert. I didn't know where to find people. I didn't know where to find clients. So I got another job and I liked that job. I was good at that job, actually. It was a sales job, made really good money. But they wouldn't let me do the sales the way I wanted to do the sales. And I was actually the top salesperson the first 2 months I was there. But because they wouldn't let me do sales the way I wanted to do it, I felt like they were challenging my integrity. So about 7 months in, I left that job. And then a couple of months went by and I missed the money. So I went back and unexpectedly, they let me go 2 weeks later. And I was really, really, really angry. And then I had to stop and I thought about it. I was like, well, I think when I left the first time, I left and I wanted to focus on coaching, but I didn't. And I went back and I really do believe that God took that job away from me. That He was like, no, we got you out of there. And then you went back. No, but I'm going to take it away from you this time. So It was, and it was right before Christmas too. It was in November. Actually, it was 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So it was right around Christmas. And I was like, okay, so I still need some money coming in because I still have bills to pay. So I took a job that I absolutely hated. It was a warehouse job. It was the first thing that came along. I am not a warehouse worker. It was horrible, but I was grateful for the job because it was a paycheck. And the whole time I was there, I just kept thinking, okay, I'm gonna get this coaching business going. And I started telling people at work, I'm a coach, I'm not gonna be here very long. So I was building my confidence while I was there. And then unfortunately, I got carpal tunnel. So I started that job in December. By June, I had carpal tunnel. I was able to stick it out until September, and it just got so bad. It hurt so bad I couldn't take it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to use this carpal tunnel as an excuse to leave and start my coaching business. And that's what I did. I left in September of 2022, which led into becoming a coach trainer and then a motivational speaker. So I literally just took that first step that I felt like God was asking me to do. And then he just kept opening more doors after that.
Oh, that is an amazing story, Shauna. So tell me about your coaching business. What is your niche in coaching? You said that it's, opening all these doors. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, well, when I first started coaching, I really didn't know who I coached or how I coached people. So I just started coaching. I found along the way that I really, so what I struggled with most was my calling after that near-death experience. That was my furnace story, those 7 years. I realized through all this that my niche is to help other people find their calling, to find what God is calling them to do. But I wouldn't have ever found that if I wouldn't have just kept moving forward.
Yeah, sometimes God has to take us through a journey for us to realize, where we need to be. I know I've experienced
Yes.
that in my own life too.
Yes, absolutely.
So then how did you become a coach trainer?
So that's actually a funny story. So my very first day of coach training, where I was trained to become a coach, our instructor was telling us her story of how she became an instructor for Life Breakthrough Academy. And I remember as clear as day, like it was just yesterday, I had this thought in the back of my mind, one day you will be a coach trainer. And I was like, no. And I just kind of pushed that thought aside. My thought was, I'm here to be a coach, not a trainer. I'm not a teacher. And I didn't think about it again for what, 2.5 years? And then one day in June of 2023, I had that thought again. But this time the thought was very persistent and it wouldn't go away. So I prayed over it. And then I reached out to Life Breakthrough Academy and I was just like, explained to her what was going on. One thing led to another. And by July, I became a licensed coach trainer through Life Breakthrough Academy.
Yes, and you are my coach and my coach trainer, and you really helped me propel this business that I have today. So I want to say thank you for that. But
Oh.
when I came to you, I was a mess. Like I was still trying to do some things that I wasn't really passionate about, and I was dragging my feet because, like you, I knew that this was not what God had called me to do. And you really helped me to identify, that my calling was to help other Christian work from home moms find meaningful work from home and still focus on their faith and family. So thank you for that.
Yes. And you have come so far. And I see the passion that you have for this versus when you first started.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I had started a podcast about just faith in general. And, that is my passion, but it just was not quite the right fit for me. I just didn't know who I was talking to. But now that I have an audience of who I really want to help, then passion just comes out automatically.
Yeah, and I believe that that was your biggest struggle was because of your spiritual gift. What was it? Apostleship was your top spiritual gift?
Encourager, yes, and apostleship,
Yeah.
yes.
So when you first started your podcast and you were struggling with it, and at first you didn't understand why, but it was real, you're still using your spiritual gift in what you're doing now. You were just doing it, you had to start messy, and then you had to allow
Yes.
God to clean it up along the way.
Absolutely. And he is still working with me.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think he still works with all of us. You know, we just grow. And with each step of faith we take, he clears the path. Those first few steps, you know, you feel like you're stepping into darkness almost. And then he shines the light on your path.
Yes, he definitely does. And I believe that, you take that first step, he opens that door and you walk through that door and you're obedient. And because God does test us. And when you pass those tests and you are obedient, then he continues to open more doors for you.
Absolutely, yes. And sometimes we don't know what's behind that door. So it's a little scary walking through, but
Yes.
okay, so now let's talk about mentorship, the unique quality mentorship. I am so excited about this.
I am so excited about this too. Oh my goodness. So for a couple months, I was having this heaviness on my heart to create some kind of a membership through another a mutual friend. The word mentorship came up and I was like, that's it. That's what I feel like God is asking me to do. I sat down and I was trying to come up with it, and you and a couple of other coaches just kept coming to mind. It was like laid on my heart really heavy. And I knew that it involved you guys, but I wasn't really sure how in the very beginning. So the more I just kept working through it, I think I even got on a call with you and you coached me through it, which was
Yes.
amazing. And I just got so much clarity from that coaching call, by the way. And then I had thought that I was just going to set it aside, but it persisted and it wouldn't go away. And we know when something persists, it's most definitely God. So I sat down and I outlined it all out. And what I came up with was a mentorship of coaches in different niches with different experiences that we can show up on a call every week. Everybody has, like you show up on Tuesday, I'll show up on Thursday. And then if someone is in the mentorship, like I might bring someone in that is looking for their calling. I help them find their calling, and that calling might involve working from home. Well, they could jump on your call and get coached by you to move on to that next step. So it's like different steps in their journey. So instead of working with a one coach and paying thousands of dollars to where that coach only helps them with something specific, and then they want to start a podcast, or they want to create a work from home business, or they're going to have to go hire another coach. That's another who knows how much money, hundreds or even thousands of dollars, or even buy a course. My thing about the courses is we spend all this money on all these courses and then we get stuck and we never follow through. It's because nobody is there to help us when we get stuck. There's nobody. And then if you do need help, you have to pay extra money. So the mentorship literally covers all of this between the laser coaching, between I think there's five of us coaches now in different niches, between the different coaches and the trainings and the workshops that we are uploading in the back office. Someone goes through something and they get stuck, they can pop into our private Facebook group, tag one of us, and we can coach them right there. Or they can jump on one of our calls and get coached. So it's
Yes.
literally taking them on their journey from the start, even past the finish, because even once you reach your destination, obstacles still rise, and we're going to be there to help.
Absolutely. And when you approached me with the mentorship program, I just thought the model was so, it's just like so obvious, but coaches are not doing this. But this model is so good because it's a number one, it's affordable. Number two, there's so much, I don't want to say too much information, but there's so much information about no matter what you're doing, you will have a coach there to help you. And there will be courses and trainings in the back office for you to take, depending on what stage you're at in your business. So I'm just like so excited about this model. And that's the thing. Like you said, we spend so much money on courses and then you get stuck and you don't know what's the next step. And then you have to pay somebody. But in this model, everything is included right there, the coaching and the courses. So I'm just so excited.
Yes, and that's the great thing about it too, is it's not just for people that want to have a business. It's literally for the everyday Christian, because if someone comes in through me, they're coming in because they want help with their calling. And their calling could literally be going into office. It could be asking for a promotion at work. It could literally be anything. But if it is starting a business, working from home, they have you once they're done with me. If
Right.
someone comes in under you and they're wanting to, they feel God is calling them to start a business, but they don't know what their calling is behind that, then I can come in and help fill that void. When we discussed the investment, I wanted something that was affordable for everybody because I used to be a single mom. I used to see all these courses and all these coaches, and I used to dream of being able to work with someone to help me get to where I wanted to get. And I knew if I could afford it, I could do it. But it was so much money as a single mom, I couldn't afford it. And this day and time with the inflation and all just the cost of everything, people are giving up on their dreams and it breaks my heart. And that's my calling is to inspire and encourage and motivate other Christians to step out and embrace their calling.
While we're talking about this, I just want to let the listeners know there is a link in the show notes so you can go to a website and learn all about the Unique Calling Mentorship and see if it's a good fit for you. I would be happy to jump on a call if it's something that you think you want to do, and I know that Shauna would too. So check out the
Yes.
show notes for that information.
Yes, absolutely. And it is going to be so big. Like we're going to always be adding stuff every month. And I don't believe that people will get overwhelmed with the back office and the trainings because when they come in, you know, we can sit with them and hey, what is your focus? Where do you want to get from? Where are you now? Where do you want to be? And we can help them set up a game plan. We're going to have goal setting the first Monday of every month. We have accountability. We have mindset workshops because no matter what area you're in, you need to work on your mindset. It's going to be so good.
Yes, and I love that too because sometimes when I've joined mentorship or I'm sorry, I've joined memberships in the past where there's so much information you're not sure where to start. But with this program, with the Unique Calling Mentorship, first you can talk to one of us as a coach and we can set out a roadmap for you for, you know, where to start, what to do next. And then if you get stuck, you can come back and get more coaching and then take the next step.
Yes, absolutely. And that is actually what I suggest is when you come in, you do jump on one of those calls so that you can get that strategy in place so you don't go in there and you don't get overwhelmed and you don't become what I call a professional student where you just learn and learn and learn and don't implement. Because even
Yes.
when, you know, whether you are embracing God's calling or you are starting a home business or you're just trying to pivot from where you are to where you want to be, you still have to have a foundation in place.
Yes. And you mentioned the mindset work. I know for me, working with a coach not only helped me in my online business, but it also helped me in relationships and thinking that I was having inside my head that was not, propelling me forward, but holding me back. So, regardless of why you join the mentorship, the mindset coaching is key.
Yes, it definitely is. And that there's a saying that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And it is so true. So true.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Why don't you tell me a little bit? I mean, we've heard your story, but why don't you tell me a little bit about your work from home journey, some of the advantages or disadvantages?
I would say the advantages is I'm not micromanaged. I do
Absolutely.
not like being micromanaged. I have a little bit of a rebelness in me. So if someone like micromanages me, I rebel. I love the freedom. It can be challenging. I think that's something that you see like a lot of entrepreneurs, especially people who work from home, they talk about how much money they make and how great it is, but they don't tell you about the challenges and the mindset. And how sometimes, you know, I've been doing this since September of 2022, and I had my little business ventures before this, but I still to this day have thoughts it would be easier to go back to work for someone else. And it's so important. That's where that mindset comes in, because it's so important to acknowledge when you have those thoughts, because true, it could be you, but it could also be the devil trying to discourage you. And then
Yes.
there's family and there's friends that don't believe in, I don't want to say they don't believe in what you're doing, but they don't understand what you're doing. You have the naysayers. Those are the disadvantages. So that's where your mindset really comes in. You really have to Work on your mindset and understand just because they don't understand, that's okay. They don't have to understand. They're not the one doing this. They're not feeding your family. They're not paying your bills. I would say the advantages are I get to homeschool my son. So he has Asperger's syndrome. He struggled in school. So fifth grade was his last year. I pulled him out. It was literally in the middle of the pandemic when he was going to go back into sixth grade. And I said, nope, he's not going back. It's been amazing. He is extremely intelligent, but he is doing so much better. And he doesn't have to be on that ADHD medicine. So that's a huge advantage because that stuff is horrible. We can agree to disagree on that, but that stuff was horrible and it was making him like a zombie. So that's a huge advantage. Another advantage I would say is even though I have my work hours, I'd like to be done by 3. Sometimes I work over a little bit. If I'm done by 3, my husband is home and it's nice outside, we can jump on our bikes and we can go for a ride. And that's one of our favorite things to do. We jump on our bikes and we go to a restaurant we've never been to before and we grab something to eat. It's things like that I would never have been able to do if I was still working for someone else, like a 9 to 5.
Right. Yes. I agree with all the things that you said. I know for me, one of the things that I struggle with though is not coming back to my work in the evening. Like if my family's sitting down to watch a movie or something, I so easily can go back. And sometimes I do, go back and work on the business.
Especially
There's,
when you love what you do.
yes, that's so true. So it's just about that balance,
Yes.
setting boundaries and balancing. Yeah, I
Yes.
love working from home too. What tips do you have for people who want to work from home or who do work from home?
As far as tips, I would say choose something that you love to do that you're not going to get burnt out on doing. Set a schedule. And the biggest thing is you have to find what works for you. Don't listen to what everybody else is doing because when you start listening to what everybody else is doing and they use a planner and then they do it, they work from this time to this time. You literally have to sit down and figure out what works for you. Even if you have to get coached on that, you have to find what works for you because you will get burnt out and you will give up and then you're just going to live a miserable life and that's not fun.
Right. Is there anything else that you want to tell us? Any words of wisdom for my listeners?
Honestly, the thing that comes to mind for me is to just trust God, trust the process.
Yes. And since we're talking about unique calling, if someone doesn't know what God has called them to do, what advice would you give that person?
So I believe that your calling is based around 5 core components. It's your spiritual gifts, your top 2 spiritual gifts, your top 2 love languages, your passion-driven pursuits, which is something that you've Either something you either love to do, something you've always wanted to do, something you enjoy doing, and then your aspirational goals. So your goals in your life, and then your heartfelt concern. Your heartfelt concern is a big, big part of it, as well as your spiritual gifts.
Yes, and you really helped me with all of those. I know that one of my heartfelt concerns is moms being able to stay home with their children and not have to put them in daycare, and if it's in their heart to homeschool them, also to be able to stay home and homeschool their children and teach them
Yeah.
the values that they want them to be taught and not what the government wants them to be taught. So, Shauna, tell us where our listeners can find you.
So I would say they can find me on my podcast, which is Find God's Calling. It's anywhere you get your podcast. And then there's always something in the show notes where they can connect.
Yes, I will put your website in the show notes. And I do highly recommend Shauna's podcast. She is such a good podcaster. And when her episodes come out, I stop whatever I'm listening to and listen to her episode because they touch my heart so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, thank you so much, Shauna, for talking to the moms out there today. I really appreciate it.
If you are ready to embrace God's calling on your life, then I want to invite you to take my quiz where you will discover how far along you actually are on this path. Whether you doubt your abilities, feel incapable of fulfilling God's purpose, or perceive yourself as unique, you can still embrace and align with your unique calling. Take the quiz by clicking the link down in the show notes.